Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez said they've had 6 to 12 crimes aimed at vehicles in the past week, mostly occurring in the Redstone area or the Bear Hollow neighborhood. He said it looks like the perpetrators are from Salt Lake.
We recovered a vehicle that was stolen in the Salt Lake Valley area. But subsequent to that, there were a couple of other vehicles in Summit County that were stolen that were recovered in the Salt Lake Valley area. Yesterday afternoon, Salt Lake City Police located one of those vehicles with some individuals in it. They attempted a traffic stop. The two individuals fled on foot, leading to a foot pursuit, and the two individuals taken into custody. We currently are working with Salt Lake City to determine if these individuals were ones who stole all the vehicles, both in Salt Lake City and in Summit County, and were involved in the vehicle burglaries as well. And we believe, based on the location of the stolen vehicles and recovered vehicles and the vehicle burglaries, that these individuals will most likely all be tied together.
Captain Martinez said authorities in Salt Lake may charge the suspects with possession of a stolen vehicle, aside from charges they may face in Summit County. In one case, a vehicle was stolen Friday near Kimball Junction, but was recovered shortly afterward.
A lot of these individuals, if they see a sheriff's deputy or a police officer, they may feel that they have been caught and they'll abandon the vehicle quite quickly. So it's not uncommon that somebody will steal a vehicle and abandon it within a couple hours.
Summit County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.